This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rubber game of the series between the Royals and Padres in San Diego. And before the game, 70 members of the U.S. Marine Corps sang their oath, officially becoming a part of the Corps. Very cool moment there. We pick it up in the first inning. No score. Eric Hosmer facing Denelson Lamet.
And Eric will dump one into left field. The Royals do take the early 1-0 lead. Two on with two out.
Ambush him.
Yeah. And he does. Wow. An absolute monster shot by Mike Moustakas.
But that's what you do when you've got a young right-hander that throws hard. First pitch, you see him. Ambush him.
So here's Gordo. And he struck out his first time up. They shift for him, and he'll swing and hit it well right field, sending Caesar back. Caesar climbing the wall. It's out of here. And the Royals' lead is 5-0.
5-1. Kansas City has the lead as they head to the fifth inning of play.
Oh.
And he belts one high and deep, and that one is way out of here.
And the Royals lead 7-1 in the fifth inning. Ninth inning, Royals lead in San Diego 7-3.
A home run for Moose, his second of the ball game.
Royals take 2 of 3 from the Padres. Manager Ned Yost spoke after the game.
He gave us exactly what we needed. It was exactly what the doctor ordered, 7 innings from Jake and an off day tomorrow. So, yeah, we were very thin down there. I mean, we didn't. Alexander was in the best shape out of anybody, and he wasn't in that great of shape, but he came in and got us through the eighth. And when we tacked on that run, it was a perfect scenario to put him back out there and then back him up with Kel. But if we had to use Kel today, that's 4 out of 5 days for him. So we were trying to stay away from that. But the offense, gave us a big lead, and Junis pitched on the attack, executed his pitches, had a really, really good slider, and held the fort for us.
Is this the best you've seen, Jake, you think, in the short time you've been here?
Junis?
Yeah.
He was pretty good against Tampa, too. But he was really good. First inning, a little off a little bit, and then really settled in after we scored coming back out in the second inning. Got his rhythm and his tempo and got his command dialed down. And the second inning on, I thought he was outstanding.
Moustakas seems to be really locked in right now as well. 17 homers now. Is this the best season he's putting together, in full season you've seen him at the plate?
Well, to this point, yeah. He's really locked in. He put together some great seasons in the minor leagues, power-wise, he's really putting together a great season this year, too, power-wise. He's seeing the ball well. He's driving the ball to all fields, with power. The move down to the sixth spot was good for him. Now we are creating more RBI opportunities for him, and his RBIs are starting to jump up because the guys in front of us, Kane, Haas, Salvi, these guys are getting on base.
Gordo turned on a fastball there. Was that nice to see?
Yeah. Well, since him and Gore were tied for homers, it was important to him to get one more than Gore got. So he went out and did it today.
And Sal, precautionary, he's fine?
I think he's fine. He just took a swing and felt a little tightness in here. And, he didn't say nothing, and then we kept prying, and it's a little tight in there. It's like, okay, that's it. We're not taking any chances with him.
Mike Moustakas, with his first multi-homer game since 2015, he talked about it after.
I don't know, man. It's coming back home to California. It might be something, but no, it's a great place to play. Weather's unbelievable out here, and our entire lineup did great. The series put up some runs and played pretty good.
I know you would have liked to have won on Friday night, but how much did that eighth inning yesterday maybe get this offense going?
It was huge. Guys put together great at-bats, kept battling, and we were able to score some runs and carried over to tonight, which or today, which was huge for us.
You talked about so many getting it done right now. You're obviously hitting a lot of home runs, but when you see that production top to bottom, getting a Gordo going right now, Kane, how much does that affect everyone else?
That's huge. You know, when we can get everybody going, you know, top to bottom, this is a tough lineup to pitch around. And, you know, it's deep, and once we get everybody hot at the same time, you know, anything could happen. And we're getting there right now.
Last thing, you've got some DL situations right now in the rotation. How big was it for Jake Junis to be able to do what he did today?
Oh, that was huge. You know, Junie comes out there every single day and competes. And, you know, the way he threw the ball today was fantastic. And that was a huge, huge boost for us in our rotation. And, you know, gave our bullpen a big break, which they needed.
Up next, the Royals begin a series in San Francisco against the Giants on Tuesday.